Today's daf in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shkolim Daf Yud, and we begin on the very top line where the Gemara starts. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah that there's a machlokes between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim as to whether the guards that are going to be guarding the svichim, the growths that grow spontaneously in the Shemitah year, they used to have guards that would protect them from anybody picking them because they were hefker, in order that they would be able to bring various mincha offerings from these crops, which would be otherwise possibly all taken by people because they were hefker. So therefore, they would put guards out. So the first opinion of the Chachamim was that they would pay them, because this way the Shomrim would turn over these crops. It would belong to the public, because if they were being paid, they wouldn't acquire these crops possibly themselves. But Rav Yossi said, no, we even allow volunteers to go and do this, because even if they were to keep these crops and then give them over to the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a valid giving it over as a carbon sibur, and it wouldn't be considered that an individual had given the carbon, which of course can't be done for these carbonos sibur. So now the Gemara says, we start again, top of Yud Omer Aleph, the top line. Ma ro'o zman atze kohanim va'om limonos. What exactly is going on that the Mishnah felt it was necessary? This is a Mishnah that we have in Tainis and also in Megillah, where it lauds these families. There were nine families that at the time of Ezra coming up from Bavel who donated wood for the Beis HaMikdash. And these families were Zochel Latov, and they were given special holiday on those days, because they donated at that original time, and therefore they were given in subsequent years the opportunity to donate the wood for the Beis HaMikdash on those days. And the Mishnah in Tainis gives us a list of who those families were, and we'll see that they had personal holidays on those days, that they wouldn't have Hesped or Tainis on those days. So the Gemara is asking what was so special about that Zman Atze Kohanim Va'am. These families were mostly from Kohanim, and why were they listed? So the Mishnah there tells us, El Bishar Shal Yisrael Min Agola, at the time that Ezra brought Klai Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael at the time of the Bayi Sheni, the Lomatsu Eitzim Balishka, they didn't find that there was wood there. So Va'am Du'ela, these nine families went, and they donated the wood. It was actually eight families, because there was one family that donated twice. But it was these nine Zmanim, and that's the Zman Atze Kohanim Va'am that they were listed and counted over here. So these families are Zochel Atov for all time. And they gave their personal wood over to the Beis HaMikdash and became part of the Karbanos Tzibur. The Karban Mehem Karbanos Tzibur. And their individual wood now became part of the Karbanos Tzibur. And therefore, from that point and onward, the Nevi'im that were amongst them, Ezra was with other Nevi'im, and they were misakin for all time, Shafilu Lishko Malaya Eitzim, even though there may have been a otzar full of wood in the Beis HaMikdash, and they didn't need individual donations. Nevertheless, the Omdu Elu V'nisnadu Eitzim Mishal Atzmam Shliya Korban Miskorv Ela Mishalahen Tchila, that even though they didn't need the wood, if these people came along, their wood would be used. If they donated it, they would be preferentially used. So what do you clearly see from here? That it seems that an individual could give something over to the tzibur. And therefore, Omar Rav Acha said that the Rav Yossi, that this is the opinion of Rav Yossi. That's the gears that we have in the Mishnah, was Rav Yossi. This is the opinion of Rav Yossi, who said in our Mishnah, the Rav Yossi Omer, Afa Rotze Misnadev Shomer Chinam, that if they wanted to, guards could go and do this for a voluntary role. There could be a Shomer Chinam rather than a Shomer Sochot to watch these Svichim. And even though they acquire these Svichim and then give them to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not a problem. That opinion of Rav Yossi in our Mishnah is exactly this opinion that we have from the Mishnah in Tainis. However, not everybody agrees with that. And in fact, the Amora Rav Yossi, don't get mixed up, the Tana Rabbi Yossi over here, which the Gemara refers to as Rabbi Yossa, with the Amora Rav Yossi, we delete the words Asi in parentheses. This is Rav Yossi the Amora, who said, B'shem Rabbi Ilah. This will be the Shita of Rav Yossi, Rishem Rabbi Yilah, that Divriyak Holdi, that in fact this Mishnah Tainis goes even according to the Chachamim and our Mishnah, who said that you couldn't have a private person do it as a Shomer Chinam to watch the Svichim, that you must pay them, so that it becomes automatically from moment one Karban Tzibur and not an individual who donated it for a Karban Tzibur. Now, why is that? Because in the Mishnah, Ma Pligin Begufo Shel Karban, in the Mishnah, they argue about the actual guf of the Karban itself, the barley offering that they were watching. So the barley that they were watching, so That is the actual guf of the carbon. And therefore, there's a machlokus whether the actual guf of the carbon could come from an individual, these free, shomer chinam, free, not paid guards, who therefore acquire the barley and then give it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Tanakhama says, not a problem. And there, Rav Yossi, in the Mishnah, the Tana Rav Yossi, who we call Rav Yossa, he disagreed. So only when it comes to the goof of the carbon, they have that machlokis. Avo, b'michshare carbon, in regards to the machshire carbon, where you have over here the wood, which is not the primary carbon, it is assisting, it's a hechshem mitzvah to do the carbon. So therefore, even the Tanakhama would agree, kol amma modai, shu mishtana, carbon yochid, the carbon sibur, that taking the wood and bringing that as from an individual and using it for the carbon sibur is not a problem. So therefore, lav davka, is it only Rav Yossi the Tana who holds like that Mishnah and Tainus, but he even could be the Chacham. We have a similar idea. Tani, we learned in a Braisa, this is in the Gemara in Yuma, Isha she'asasa kisonis levana, we delete the word srichalim, sir, a woman who wants to give her son, the Kohen Gadol, special garments, so she makes the garments of the Kohen Gadol herself, so she's allowed to do this. Kshera, it's perfectly good. With one caveat, ubavad, shetim serena litzibur. She must give it over to the tzibur because the Kohen Gadol has to wear something that's not a private garment, has to belong to the tzibur. So clearly, this is allowed to be done, that a private person can give something that is considered from the tzibur. So again, like he said before, Amar Rabbi Acha, the Rabbi Yossi, this is like the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Here we say Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yossa. This is like the Tana Rabbi Yossi that we had in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afarotse, Misnadev Shomer Chinam. Just like he said in the Mishnah, that the people could watch the Svichim for free, and therefore, even though they acquire the Svichim, they give it over to the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes acceptable for a carbon tzibur, so too the mother of the Kohen Gadol could do the same thing. So he says that this statement, the Braisa from Yuma, that a woman can do this for her son, the Kohen Gadol, that's only talking according to the opinion of the Tana Rabbi Yossi. And again, along comes the Amora Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, not Rav Asi, says B'shem Rabbi Loi, again Rabbi Yossi, the Amora says the name of Rabbi Loi, no, Divri HaKoli, this Braisa in Yuma, that the mother can go make a garment for her son, the Kohen Gadol, and give it over to the tzibur, that is even according to the Chachamim in our Mishnah, because in our Mishnah, my pligin begufa shel karbon, that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi the Tana in our Mishnah are arguing in regards to the actual svichim, which is the guf of the karbon. But avu b'machshirei karbon, just like by the wood, so too over here by the kol loading, that's not considered something that's the actual guf of the karbon. Kol ama modoi, the chacham mamode, shehu mishtane karbon yachid, the karbon tzibur. The mother has no problem from making this as an individual into something that belongs to the tzibur. Now the Gemara says, mas nisin pligi arabi yosi. That's the girsa that we have. The Gro actually has a different girsa. The Gro has the girsa, mas nisin pligi aravacha. But we'll leave it like the girsa that we have, that this is arguing on the Amora, Rabbi Yossi, who said it over the name of Rabbi Loi, because they're working with the assumption, Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Loi, that it's Divri HaKol, even our Mishnah could go, the Chachamim V'a Mishnah could go like the opinion of the Mishnah in Tainus with the wood, because they're assuming that that is a Machshirei Karbon. And now we're going to question that, because it says in this additional Braisa, now that we're bringing down, Hayomim Noagim B'shas Karbon, B'shalo B'shas Karbon. These days were days of holiday where they didn't have Hespit or Tainus for those families, those nine dates, the eight families that donated those nine times, so they were dates of Yomim Tovim for their families. And Rav Yossi Omer, Eino Noagin El B'shas Karbon Bovai. The Tana Rabbi Yossi says that it only goes on the times during the Beis HaMikdash that this was a yontif for those families. But what do we see from both of these opinions? That it was a yontif for those families, and it's not something that we would declare a yontif, that they wouldn't make hesped and tainus if it was machshire mitzvah. It must be that the guf of the wood itself is a mitzvah too. So this schlugs up the teretz that we wanted to give, that it's the difference between machshire mitzvah and the actual guf of the mitzvah itself. Furthermore, of old, we have another kasha, Min Hadod Tanya, for the following Braisa. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Bei Rabbi Tzadok, Rabbi Eliezer, in the base management, Rabbi Tzadok said, Anu Hayinu, Mibnei Sano Ben Yoma. We were one of those families. The family of Sano Ben Yoma was one of the families that donated the wood. And one year it happened, V'chol Tisha B'Av L'yos B'Shabbos. Now, the day that they donated was Yud B'Av. And one year Tisha B'Av was on Shabbos, so we pushed the fast off until Sunday. Now, that was their personal day of Yontif. V'Dachin also L'Matzi Shabbos, so Tisha B'Av was pushed off till Sunday, which is now their family day of Yontif. So what did they do? V'Hayinu Mis'anin, they fasted, but only partially, V'lo Mashlim, and they didn't finish off the fast. Now, the raya against the wood being just a Machshir Mitzvah is that if this was just Machshir Mitzvah, the family would have fasted the whole day. They wouldn't have had, because of a Machshir Mitzvah, not observing the full day of Tisha B'Av. But since the family didn't complete the fast because it was a Yontif for them, it must be that the guf of the wood itself isn't an actual Mitzvah, and therefore that slugs up the teretz to say that there's a difference between our Mishnah, which deals with the guf of the carbon with the svichim that the guards are watching, versus the wood, which is only machshiri mitzvah. So this is shlugged up because the wood is also machshiri mitzvah, and therefore the opinion of Rav Acha said that the Mishnah in Tainis with the wood only goes according to the Tana Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah is in fact correct. We continue in the Gemara, although be it, the Vilna Gaon actually deletes the next three lines. So he deletes this quote from the Mishnah, Omer, Rishtei Alechem, Velechem Aponim, Chol Karbonos at Tzibor, which is just a quote from the Mishnah. Then he deletes the parentheses, Masnisa, the Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Eino Omer, Bom, and Asurya, because this is really all going to be in the next Gemara. So we'll begin with Taman Tanina. We learned over there in the Mishnah, which is in Menachos. And it says over there, Kol Karbonos HaYochid VaTzibor, anybody that brings a private Korban Mincha, or any of the Korbanos Mincha from the Tzibor. So where does the grain for that Korban Mincha? Most Korban Minchas come from wheat, from Tfuah, with the exception there's the couple of Korbanos that a Mincha, such as a Sota, and the Korban Omer that we bring on the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, Mitzvah Hashem will bring that this year, they come from barley. But this grain comes either from Eretz Yisrael, or it can even come from Chutz Laretz. It can come in a Chadosh, in a Yashim, it can come from that year's crop, or come from a previous year's crop. With the exception, chutz min ha'omer, with the korban ha'omer itself, u'shtei ha'lechem, and the kivsei atzeres that are brought on Shavuos come with shtei ha'lechem. Those special korbanos, which are actually used to be matir, the minchas ha'omer is matir chadosh in the entire Medina, and the shtei ha'lechem is matir chadosh in the Beis HaMikdash, those, she'ein bo'in elemen ha'chadosh, they bedavka have to come from the new crop, and they must come, u'min ha'aretz, they must come from the growth in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara concludes and says, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yirmiyah, that's the girsa that we have. The Nusach HaBavli says that this Rav Chuna is really Rav Huna. So Rav Chuna b'shem Rav Yirmiyah says that this is the Rabbi Yishmoldi. This is the part, the parenthesis that we just left off. This is going to be repeated several times over here, that this Shita is in accord with that which the Tana Rabbi Yishmol said. What did Rabbi Yishmol say? The Rabbi Yishmol Omar, Ein Omar Ba min Asurya. That the Omar cannot come from Surya. Surya is one of the areas that was a kibush yochid. David HaMelech conquered Surya, and that was known as an individual private kibush, and therefore there's a status that is still in some ways part of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have the full status of Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shmuel's sheet is that Surya is not considered Eretz Yisrael in regards to this din that the Omer and the Shtei Alechem have to come from Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they can't come from Surya. So this Mishnah Menachos is consistent with this opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Furthermore, we'll see this similar idea is from a Mishnah in Kalim. Tamon Tanina, we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim, Eser Kedushos Hein, that there are 10 levels of Kedusha throughout the world, the holiest part of the world being the Kodesh Kodashim, and then as you go outside to the Kodesh, then you go out to the Azara, you go out to the Harabais, etc., you're constantly decreasing Kedusha. So in that Mishnah, in Kalim, it starts from the Chutz La'aretz, and then it goes up to the highest level, eventually reaching the Kodesh Kodashim. So it says, Eretz Yisrael, Mekudeshim Kol Aratzo. So Chutz La'aretz has less Kedusha than Eretz Yisrael. Umay Kedusha. So what is unique or special or Kodosh about Eretz Yisrael? Shemeviyim Mineno HaOmer VaHabikurim Ushtei Alechem. That Mishnah tells us that Eretz Yisrael only has the din of Bikurim, and when you're bringing the barley for the Korban HaOmer on first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, as well as the grains that are used for the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, they must come from Eretz Yisrael. That's where Eretz Yisrael has more Kedusha than the rest of the lands of the world. Masha'ei Mevin came to call our Rosh. You can't bring these three things, Bikurim, the Omer, and Shtei HaLechem, from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And again, here we have the statement that's made. Here, the Girsa we have in our Gemara is Rav Chia, and parentheses, Chuna, B'Shem Rav Yirmiyah. And again, the Nusach HaBavli is that this is Rav Huna, B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. This too is the opinion of the Rabbi Shmuel. Again, the Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Ein Omer Ba Min Asurya. He holds that Surya is not considered part of Eretz Yisrael for this din, and certainly any place else in Chutz Laaretz is not allowed to have these items brought from them. You must bring from Eretz Yisrael proper. Again, we have a similar idea. We have another Mishnah. This one's from Shvius, Tamon Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah in Shvius that Rabbi Shmuel Omer, the Rabbi Shmuel himself says, Ma Charish Rishus, Av Kotzi Rishus. This deals with the Pasuk that tells us that Uvayom HaShvi Tishbos, Becharish Ubakatsir Tishbos, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to go and do certain types of work. You're not allowed to do Charisha, plowing, and you're not allowed to do Katsir, you're not allowed to do reaping. Now the juxtaposition in the Pasuk of Charish and Kotzir teaches us that Yotzer Kotzir HaOmer Shu Mitzvah. That the Katsira of the Omer, which if it comes out on Shabbos, if the first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach is Shabbos, so then, in fact, you are allowed to do the Katsira HaOmer on Shabbos, first day of Chol Hamoed Pesach, because it's a mitzvah. And the juxtaposition of the Pasuk, Chorish and Kotzir, tells me that just like the Chorish is always going to be a voluntary thing, there never is a Chiyav to plow, so too, the Katsira that we're talking about is only when it's a voluntary Katsira, that's also in Shabbos. But a mitzvah Katsira, such as the Katsira Asa Omer, when first day Chol Hamoed comes out on Shabbos, so then, in that situation, you are allowed to do the Katsira Asa Omer. And this is Rabbi Shmuel Kedaitei. Rabbi Shmuel, who said this statement, goes along with his similar din. The Rabbi Shmuel de Omer, ain't Omer bo min Asuria, because he says that the Omer can't come from Surya. Therefore, you have no choice, but you must reap it from Eretz Yisrael. You can't go and get it from Chutz La'aretz, and therefore, there is a permission, Kedaitei de Omer, Yotzo Katsira Omer Shu Mitzvah, that is allowed to be done on Shabbos. And since it must come from Eretz Yisrael, so it is allowed to be done here on Shabbos. Even in the Shemitah year, when you would say you're not allowed to do reaping of Shemitah, so go take it from Chutz La'aretz, so that's the Chiddush over here, Rabbi Shmuel Lishitaso, that says it must come from Eretz Yisrael, so you don't have a choice of transgressing the Shemitah prohibition of Katsira in Eretz Yisrael as well, because it must come from Eretz Yisrael. Now the Gemara says, Man Tana Shomri Svichos Bishvius Notlin Schor Mitruma Salishka. According to the opinion of the Chachamim, they'd say that you are taking the funding to pay for the Shomri Svichos in the Shemitah year from Truma Salishka funds, so that must be Rabbi Shmuel. That again is the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it must come from Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says, on Rav Yosa, the opinion again of the Amora Rav Yosa disagrees. In fact, Divrei Hakol, again, you don't have to lock this in to say that this only goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. This could even go according to the opinion that says it could come from Surya, because lo matzu b'Surya, maybe you know some, yisvichu she'eretz Yisrael. Because what happens if Surya doesn't have any svichu? So then they would be allowed to go take it from Eretz Yisrael, because even according to Man D'Yomer, it disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel that says it could come from Surya. What happens if Surya doesn't have it? Then you do take it from Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you're not locked into saying this only goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara continues and says, "Hahein Omer Maushi Yizra Batchila." Are you allowed to actually go and plant in the Shemitah year the barley that you need for the Karban Omer or the wheat that you need for the Shtei HaLechem? Would that be allowed to be done? So if it grows by itself, Svichin, that's not a problem. But let's say there are no Svichin. Are you allowed to go and actively plant during the Shemitah year the barley for the Omer and the wheat for the Shtei HaLechem? So Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya bar Adda, boy kumi Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Chiya bar Adda asked this question to Rabbi Mana, and he responded, and he said, Lo nimtzo ki komitz ala shirayim sheinu necholim. He says, no, you shouldn't be allowed to do this, because just like if you do a kmitza on a mincha offering, and you have the kmitza intact, and you put it on the mizbeach, then you can eat the shirayim, but you can only put the kmitza on the mizbeach if you have shirayim. If the rest of the korban mincha is no longer extant, if it's not around, so then you're not allowed to do the kmitza, because if you can't eat the shirayim, then you can't do the kmitza. So too over here, since you're not allowed to go and plant in the Shemitah year, so granted you can get omer that would be allowed to be used for the korban omer, but then you can't eat it. So therefore, if you can't eat it, so then you can't go and plant it lechatchila. You can't go and do it. So that's what Rabbi Chiya asked in front of Rabbi Mana. Amar Leh, so Rabbi Mana responds back to Rabbi Chiya, and he says, Nasek chamisha dvarim shehein boim betumah. This is similar to the five things that are in fact allowed to be brought betumah, even though they nechol betumah, even though you're not allowed to eat them betumah. And in the Tikkun Chatatin, he reminds us that this is something we didn't have that long ago in the Gemara in Pesachim, where it said the Omer and the Beis Halechem, Michashiv Shom, they were included in this list. And he says, Vadai, Ein Shirov Necholim, you're not allowed to eat them. Nevertheless, Afilu Hochi, Hevi Omer Kosher, it is a good Omer, so to Ovia, Hochanami, Hocha, Vishapir, Miboile. This was a good question and a good answer. So just like it could be brought there betumah, even though you're not allowed to eat it betumah, so too over here, even though you aren't allowed to eat it, you could go and plant it if you have no svichim and bring it, even though you're not allowed to go and eat it. Now the Gemara continues and says, Ketzeruosa. We said in the Mishnah that you pay the shomrei svichim from the trumas halishka, according to that opinion. How do you exactly do this? Keitzadu ose. Now, Tikkun Charetan says, he's asking on our Mishnah, Mahadi Lefarushe, Keitzad Porim Lashom Yisvichim. We're asking over here, how do you go pay them from the Trumas Alishka funds? Because, Yevshe Lahotzi HaKodesh Lechulin Lehedja. You can't just go and take consecrated funds and give it to them and say, they're now deconsecrated based upon the work that you did, which is not a tangible thing. You can only deconsecrate something onto a tangible thing. So it's impossible to say that you just take the Trumas Halishka funds and give them to the Shomri Svichim, and poof, they lose their Kedusha. So therefore, what's the process? That's what the Gemara is asking. Ketzeruosa. So Gemara says, no tel mos min ha-shulchani. You borrow money from the Shulchani. You take funds from that are chulin funds from the Shulchani, and you give them to the people that are watching the Svichim. The nosin la-kotzrim, the la-shomim, you give it to the people that reap the Svichim, and that they go and watch the Svichim. Achlo yikrav omer, before the omer is brought, then they're paid for all their work, and then umevi mos mitrumas alishka, then you have to go pay back the Shulchani. How do you go do that? You take the funds from the Trumas Alishka, which are consecrated funds, umechalin alav, you take the unconsecrated svichim that now have been harvested, and you switch the Kedusha from the Trumas Alishka funds onto the now to be consecrated svichim. And then they get the Kedusha from the Trumas Alishka funds, and the Trumas Alishka funds become chulin. And then you go and give that funding, umechalin alav, you go give that funding to the Shulchani. That's how you pay him back for having paid the workers. Where it says, V'tovus kein, really? Is this the way to do this? The flour that was used over here was sifted 300 times, 500 times. It was sifted a tremendous amount of times. And therefore, you're left over here with a very small amount of flour. If that's what you're actually deconsecrating the money onto, so then that's not enough. The Shulchani, they paid a much higher amount to the workers. So how are you going to make this an equal amount? So the Gersa that we have is a Yosei B'Shem, but we don't, that's in parentheses, so we delete that. And we just say it's a Rabbi Acha, B'Shem Rabbi Ba. He was the one that said this, and he said as follows, Kol mi sheyitein, hein hein, domov mishor rishonu. No, when they paid, the Shulchani paid the workers, they were paying them based upon the assumption that there would only be a small amount of the flour that would be left, and therefore the amount that they gave them is correct amount. They paid them based upon the final amount of flour, so everything is reconciled nicely. Similarly, Tano, we learned in the Braisa, Af bepiskei avonim kein. The same process was done when you're dealing with piskei avonim. The Tikkun Charetan says these were umnei habinyan. These were the mason workers, the people that worked with the stones. Shemesasetin avonim. They would shape and chisel out the stones. And gamheim hayu notlin min ha-shulchani kanal. And the same process was to pay them for doing their work. So you couldn't pay them directly with Trumas Alishka funds or any type of holy funds because you have to consecrate them on something. So we'll see. They consecrated them on the stones, and that's how they deconsecrated the funds and were able to go pay back the Shulchani. So the same thing. No tel mos mi Shulchani. You take money that's chulin money from the Shulchani, and you go and take it to the people that quarried out these stones and quartered them and did the cutting of these stones. Until the stone is actually placed into its row in the binyan that you're making. Now that the stone is a tangible item that is set up, so you take money, maybe most, mitrumas alishka, you can take trumas alishka funds and deconsecrate them. So the kedusha of the funds of the trumas alishka goes onto these stones, and the money becomes deconsecrated. Now you can take this money and pay back the Shulchani for the chulin money that he gave to the quarriers and to the chiselers. Mor says, really? Again, Vitovus Cain, they start off, they quarry a huge amount of stuff, and they're left over here with a small stone at the end. So is that really acceptable? Is that a fair amount that they paid? They paid much more from the Shulchani. So how did they get back all that money? So Mor says, no. Rav Yossi, again, we have the Shem Rabbi Ach in parentheses, Bei Rabbi Bun, B'Shem Shmuel, they said the following, Kol Mashi Yitain, Hein Hein Domeo, Mishar Rishonu. No, they knew that they'd end up only with a small rock, and that would be the value that they would be able to pay these workers, the quarriers and the chiselers. That's the amount that they actually paid them based upon the final product. So again, the exact right amount of money was deconsecrated onto these stones. Now we turn to the Omid Beis and Halacha Beis, the next Mishnah. Gemara starts off and tells us the following things are taken also from Trumas HaLishka funds. In addition to all the korbanos that we mentioned before in the first Mishnah, in the second Mishnah tells us that also the paraduma, the para, the stam para, it always means the paraduma. And it's called achatas. It therefore comes from Trumas HaLishka funds, even though it's technically not a korban. Besar Mishtaleach, the Sar LaZazel that was sent out on Yom Kippur. We're going to meet Hashem in the next Masech to learn all the beautiful details of Yom Kippur, which will be a beautiful thing for us to go into Yom Kippur, having prepared and learned all Masech to Yuma. So the Sar Mishtaleach, so that was also taken, even though it wasn't a korban, that was taken from Trumas HaLishka. The Chiddush over here in this Mishnah is that the Par Aduma, which is not a korban, and the Sayur Mishtaleach was not a korban, and as well, the Loshon Shel Zohoris, there was a piece of red wool that they put. The Tikkun Chadikin says this Shni Tolas. They put the Shemashlichin El Tok Srifas HaPor. This was thrown into the burning of the Paraduma. And Uadin, Eitz Erez, the Ezov, it was also wrapped around the Eitz Erez, the cedar wood, and the Ezov, the Hyssop. El Nokat, Loshon Shel Zohoris, Lechalik Beino, Ubein Loshon Shel Sar Mishtalech. It specifically wants to tell us that this Loshon Shel Zohoris, as opposed to the we'll see in a moment the Lashon Shel Bein Karnov of the Sar HaZazel. So there was also a red wool strip that they put around his horns. So that was different. That was taken from different funds. So this Lashon Shel Zohoris for the Par Aduma, along with the Eitz Erez and the Ezov, also came from Trumas HaLishka funds. And again, the Chiddush over here is that even though it's not Korbanos, they were using the Trumas HaLishka funds for this. The Mishnah continues, however, and says, the Kevesh Para, they used to build, we'll learn about this in the Gemara, a special ram to take the Para Aduma out to the area where it was actually burnt on Harazesim. And the Tikkun Chadikin tells us that the purpose of this ram was to protect from certain tumas at the home, that maybe when you brought the Para Aduma and the Kohanim there, they could become tummy. So they built this ram to prevent them from getting tumas at the home. It really was a double ram, so there would be no concern at all that they became tummy while going over this ramp. And likewise, the Keves Soya Mishtaleach, they did a similar ramp when they brought the Sar LaZazel out from the Beis HaMikdash to bring it to the Oso Makom, that place that they would take it to, that the Ish Iti would go and bring it to Azazel. So there they would also have a ramp, and that was also paid for with the same location as these funds, which is from the Shiare HaLishka. Those are the funds that were underneath the Katabloyos that we talked about yesterday that were not taken in the Trumas HaLishka. So what was done with those leftover funds, the Shiare HaLishka, so this is what they were used for, the Kevish of the Parah, the Kevish of Sar Mishaleach, and likewise the Loshon Shebein Karnav. There was a red strip that they put in the between the horns of the Sayur LaZazel, half of which they kept on the top and half of which they kept around the animal, so they would be able to see when the animal was reaching the bottom, it would turn white, and that was a siman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven the Jewish people. Likewise, the Amas HaMayim, there was a stream of water that was one amma wide, that was known as the Amas HaMayim, that ran through the Azara, and that had to be maintained. The Chomo Soir, the walls of the city, Umigdalosea, and the towers of the city, the Chol Tzar Chayir, and any other needs of the city, these were all taken by in Mishyar HaLishka. They came from the funds that were not taken in the Trumas HaLishka, but were Masas Yishakel funds that were left over. Those are the ones that were underneath the Katabloyos. The Mishnah continues and says that not everybody agrees with what we just said. Abishal Omer, that the Kevish of the Para, Kohanim Gedolim Osir Mishal Atzman, that wasn't taken from the Trumas HaLishka, but the Kohanim themselves took this. That's Abishal's opinion. Mosa Shiari Lishka, Mayu Osim Hen. Now the Gemara says, if you had leftover funds, the Shiari HaLishka, after that year. So the Mosa of the Shiari HaLishka, Mayu Osim Hen. What did they do with them? So Lokim Bohem Yenosh Shmonim Uslosos. They would go purchase with it wines and oils and flour, and they would sell it. V'haschar lehektish, and the profit would go to hektish. This is the opinion. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva doesn't like this. Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva Omer, emish mistakrin b'shal hektish. You don't go make a schar. You don't make profit with the money of hektish. Likewise, aflo b'shal aniyim, and likewise, you don't take the funds that are entrusted to you for the poor people and go do business with them, because there's a risk that you'll lose it. So we don't play games with hektish's money and with the aniyim's money. We don't try to do business with that and hope that we'll make a profit, because there's a risk that we may not. Then the Mishnah continues and says, Mosar HaTruma, they did the Trumas HaLishka, and they didn't use up all the funds. What did they do with the actual funds that were taken out in the Trumas HaLishka and were left over, that they didn't need them for the Korbanos, or the things that we mentioned at the first part of this Mishnah. So Mosarat Truma, Mayu Osim, but what do they do with that? So they used to take the extra funds and make plating for the Kodesh Kedoshim. Rikue Zov Tzipur Lebeis Kodesh Kedoshim. They would go take that and turn it into gold and plate the Kodesh Kedoshim with those extra funds. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Moser HaPeiros, Ketzam Izbeach, Rabbi Shmuel Lushitoso, that said that they used to take the Moser Shiori Alishka and go do business with it by purchasing the Yeno Shmonim Islasos. So when they made a profit, Vaschaila Hektish, what do they do with that? So they used those funds, Moser HaPeiros, Ketzam Izbeach. They used that for times when the Mizbeach wasn't used, it wasn't filled with korbanos, so they would go purchase olos and bring them on the Mizbeach. That's called the case of Mizbeach. We've discussed this many times already. That's what they take the money that they engendered from the profit from the opinion of Rabbi Yishmael, that Moser Shor Elishka, they would go and do business with it. Moser Truma L'Klei Shoris. And Rabbi Shmuel says that they had extra money from the Truma Salishka, instead of using it for Rikui Zav, he said that they used to go purchase Klei Shoris. They needed utensils for the Beis HaMikdash, so they would use it for that. This is, quote, better than Bedek HaBayis, because this is going to be used every day in the service of the Korbanos, so therefore they specifically use it for Klei Shoris. The next opinion is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Moser Truma, he says that the extra funds from the Truma Salishka, they go to Ketz HaMizbeach. They used to purchase there extra korbanos when the Beis HaMikdash was quiet, when the Mizbeach wasn't busy, they would use that funding for buying additional olos. And the Moser Nisachim, if they had extra funding from Nisachim, so then they use that to go purchase L'Klei Shoris. Why isn't this a problem? Rabbi Akiva said, we don't do business with Beis HaMikdash stuff, so how can you take the Moser Nisachim and sell it and use the money to go purchase Klei Shoris? So there's no risk over here. You have this already. You're not doing business with it, so therefore it's not a stira to Rabbi Akiva. Then we have the final opinion. Rabbi Chananya, Skana Kohanim Omer, Rabbi Chananya, who is the vice Kohen Gadol, so his opinion is, Moser Nisachim, the extra funds that you have for the Nisachim, Ketzem Mizbeach. You use that to go purchase Olos to bring on the Mizbeach when it's empty. And the Moser HaTruma, and the extra funds that were taken out from the Truma Salishka that weren't needed for Korbanos, he says that used for Klei Shoris. And both Rabbi Chananya, son of Kohanim, and Rabbi Akiva, they of course disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, says that Lo Yomodim Peiros. They said there was no Moser Peiros because they didn't think that there was an ability to go and use business over here with the funding that was extra because you don't take a chance with Hektish's money. Now the Gemara continues and says, Kevesh Par V'chule, the Gemara tells us that the Kevesh of the Par, the Kevesh of the Sar Lazazel, as well as the Zahoris that they use for the Paraduma, so all of those came from Truma Salishka funds. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Mishim Rav Yonah's son, and we have in parentheses Nosson, it's Rav Yonah's son, so Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Rav Yonah's son that there are three times that we use this shani, this red strip of wool. Shalosh Lashonosain. One was Shalsar Besela. When they did it with the Sar Lazazel, so since that had to be cut into two, because you wanted it to go down with the Sar, but you also wanted to see that it turned from red to white, and that it was a symbol that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had forgiven us our sins, so it needed to be of a certain substance, a certain size, a Sela. Shal Mitzora, as opposed to that which was used with the Mitzora burning process, that only required a shekel. As the Tikkun Chadid says, the low boy chalukah, so dai b'shekel. It didn't have to be split in two, so it was enough that it had a certain level of substance to it, a shekel's worth. And finally, the third one was shalpara, the paraduma one, so that was binding the eight erez and the azov. So therefore, shalpara b'shtei slime. That needed to have shtei slime, which is a more substantive thing because you wanted to make sure that it was able to fall into the fire. As the Tikkun Chadid says, v'shlich al tov sreif asapara. The bean and kitzas covid lipolitos srefa sapara ubin and yoser. It needs to have a certain weight to it, a certain more substance to it. That's why it needed to have shtei slime, which is a larger amount. Now, Rav Chunya de Bras Chavrin, Rav Chunya, who came from the city of Bras Chavrin, said over this following halach in the name of Rabbi Ba Bar Zabda b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, and he said as follows: Shalpara b'shtei slime umechza. He said that the para was shtei slime umechza. He added on an additional half of a sella. It was even weightier than the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan. Others had it in a slightly different language. The istim mafkin lishna. They had this following language basar azuz, that it was asar azuz. Now asar azuz is 2.5 slime. A sella is 4 zuz, so 2 slime is 8 zuz, and metza, half of 4 is 2, so 10. So just a different lashon over here, but it's the same amount. Then we quote the Mishnah Mosar Shari Lishka v'chule, albeit. We have this in parentheses, so we're not goris it. So the Nusach HaBavli tells us that the next person is Amr Rav Huna, b'shem Rabbi Shimon. And we have the Girsa of Yehuda b'shem Rabbi Shmuel. In any event, whoever it was that said it, Tamidei Chachamim Hamelamdim Es HaKohanim Hilchos Shechita, the Tamidei Chachamim that were the teachers of the Kohanim to teach them the Halachos Shechita and Hilchos Kabbalah, and they also taught them how to do the Kabbalah properly, as well as Hilchos Zrika, and taught them how to do the Zrika properly, all the different types of Avoda for the Kohanim, so they needed to be paid. Notin Scharin Mitrumas HaLishka. They also were paid from the Trumas HaLishka funds. That's the opinion of this Amora, Yehuda, B'Shem, Rabbi Shmuel, or as we have on the side in the Nusach HaBavli, Rav Huna, in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Then we have the opinion, Rav Yitzchak Bar Redifa, B'Shem, Rav Imi, he said as follows, Nevakre Mume Kodshim, those that would go and check the Kodshim to see if they had blemishes, if they had a Mum, Notlin Scharmi Trumas Alishka. They also were paid from the Trumas Alishka funds. Somebody had to go and examine the animals to make sure that there were no Mumim, so they also used Trumas Alishka funds. Rabbi Acha, Rabbi Tanchum Barchia, B'Shem Rav Simloi, and Rabbi Acha said in the name of Rabbi Tanchum Barchia, who said in the name of Rabbi Simloi. Likewise, Magiei Sefer HaAzara, that's the Girsa that we have, those that made sure that the Sifrei Torah in the Azara were 100% correct. Others have the Girsa, Magiei Sefer Ezra. Ezra wrote a Sefer Torah, and that was the standard Sefer Torah, which they copied all other Sifrei Torah from. So those that made sure that that was in perfect condition, Notlin Schar Mitrumas Alishka. They also were paid for their work from the Trumas Alishka funds. Then we have another statement. Gidl bar Binyamin Shem Ravasi, he said as follows. Shnei Deyani Gizelos, the people that would judge Inyanim of Gizela, Notlin Schar Mitrumas Alishka. They also would go and be paid for their efforts from the Trumas Alishka funds. And Shmuel Amar, likewise, Noshim HaOrgos Baparochas, the women that would make the parochas in the Beis HaMikdash, they also would pay Notlin Schar Mitrumas Alishka funds. They would also be paid from that fund. Rav Huna Amar, again, this is usually Rav Huna, Mitrumas Bedek HaBayis. He disagreed, and he said, not like Shmuel, that they were paid from Trumas Alishka funds, he said they were paid from Bedek HaBayis funds. Why? Ma Polik, what's the argument between Shmuel and Rav Huna or Rav Huna? So Shmuel Avad Lo Kikarbon. Shmuel treated these curtains that the women wove as if they had the status of a carbon, and the carbonists were all paid from Trumas Alishka funds. As opposed to Rav Huna or Rav Huna, he said Avad Lo Kibinyan. He said, no, this is like a binyan. This is like a structure, and therefore the structures are all paid for from Bedek HaBayis funding. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chizkiya, Rabbi Chizkiya tells us, Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Girsa that we have is gross, but it should be God Gudos. In any event, he said, HaKetores, the Ketores, the spices that were brought as part of the Ketores, the whole Korbanos HaTzibur and all Korbanos HaTzibur, by Mitrumas HaLishka, they all came from Mitrumas HaLishka as well. Mizbeach HaZov, however, the Mizbeach HaZov, the golden Mizbeach, which was inside the Kodesh, the whole clay sharis and all the clay sharis, by Mimos and Nesachim, they came from extra funds that were used for Nesachim, so those purchased these types of structures, the Mizbeach HaZov and the Klisharis. Then he says, Mizbeach HaOla, the regular Mizbeach, the copper Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaNechoshes that was in the Azara, and likewise the Hechel, the building of the Hechel, the Azaras, and anything else in the Azara, they came by him. Now the Girsa that we have is Mishiyari HaLishka, but Oz Gimel, the Vilna Gaon says it should be Milishkas Bedek HaBayis, that it should be coming from that kitty, from the Bedek HaBayis funding, and not from the Shiyari HaLishka. Furthermore, he adds, Chutz, the one exception to this, is La'azaros. The funding for the Azara itself, the wall of the Azara, that came by. Now, the gears that we have is Milishka's Bedek HaBayis, but the gears of the Groh is Mishiyari HaLishka. Again, different places where their funding came from, as according to this opinion of Rabbi Chizkiya. But according to what we just said, that some of these things came from the Shiyari HaLishka, so then, Vatani, Avne, now the gears that we have is HaMizbeach, HaHechol V'Azaros, but it should be Yerushalayim, according to Oz Dalit in the Vilna Gaon. So he says, Malim then, you can have Milim from them, but wait a second, V'chi Yesh Milim B'Shiyarim, if this came from the Shiyari HaLishka, so then there is no Me'ila. So how can this be? So Gemara says, no, this goes according to the Shita, Elok Rav Meir, or the Vilna Gaon is not Goris, the word Elok. He says, this is Rav Meir, Rav Meir. Whether it was Rav Meir's opinion, the Rav Meir Amar, Molim B'Shiyarim, he holds that you are able to have Me'ila that is considered from the Shari Alishka, since it could be used, so he held, we learned this previously, it could have Me'ila. Mar says that's not correct. Amar Rabbi Chiya, that's the Girsa that we have in parentheses, have Chinna, but should be Rabbi Chiya. So he says, Kulam Amar Rabbi Meir, El B'Sok Shnaso. Rabbi Meir only said that there's Me'ila during that year, but this is V'Hacha Chutz L'Shnaso. This is after the year. The fiscal year is up. What do they do with it? Anon Kaminam. We're talking about using it for that. So therefore, that's not a good teretz, because even Rabbi Meir says there's only Me'ila during that year. And therefore, this is incorrect. Another statement that Rav Chizkiya made, Amar Rav Chizkiya, Tana Rabbi Yehuda, again, Gudgonios or Gadgudunus, whatever his name actually was. Before we had Grogros, now we have Gudgonios. So it says on the side that this should be over here, the Girsa should be Grogros as well. In any event, whoever this Tana was, he said, Hashulchan, v'amenorah, v'mizbeach, v'paroches, all of these structures, the table that the lechem upon was on, the menorah for the lamp, for the candles to be lit, the mizbeach, and the paroches, all of these, ma'akbin es ha-korbanos. If you don't have them, so then you aren't able to go and bring korbanos. They're essential to have korbanos. As the Tikkun Chadatin says, shin einon b'mekolman, if you don't have them, the einon shleim, or they're not full, also l'haku, you're not allowed to go and bring korbanos. Then we continue, and this was the opinion of Diri Rav Meir. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim Omrim, Ein Lecho Ma'akev Es HaKorban. There is nothing that prevents you from bringing a korban. Ela. Now the gears that we have is a Kior Vakein. This is the fountain and the spigots that come from it, the base that come from it. But that's not the gears of the Grah. The Grah changes around to HaKarkor V'Keren Bilvad. Only you need to have on the Mizbeach the Karkor, also known as the Karkov, and the Tikkun Chadatzin says that this is Karkov, not Karkor, and Issa Sarva Zeo HaSovev, some say this is the Sovev of the Mizbeach, V'ksiv Bei HaMizbeach La'akev, and you must have this or else it's not considered a good Mizbeach. Others say it is something else, a decorative type of a ledge. In any event, these are essential, and the Keren are the corners of the Mizbeach. That is the opinion of the Chacham. Gemara says, "V'lo kein Omar, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, Trein Omar." And they both said, "Kol hon dechsiv nochach ma'akev." Wherever it says the word nochach, that is ma'akev. So neither the opinion of Rabbi Meir or the opinion of the Chachamim is correct. You need wherever it says the word nochach, that means that it's ma'akev. Wherever it says the word tzela, then it's eno ma'akev. So those are the things that determine whether something is essential in order to bring korbanos. He holds that even if it says tzela, it's ma'akev. Furthermore, now we turn to Yud Amud Aleph. Rabbi Ila said in the name b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, v'afilu sima ma'akev. If it says the word sima, that's also ma'akev. All of these things are essential if those key buzzwords are said. Finally, we conclude today's share. Amir Rechanina kan ba'avodo shebifnim, kan ba'avodo shebichutz. There really is no machlokis over here. Rabbi Chanina tells us that it depends which avodas you're talking about. Avodas that were done inside the Kodesh, those had certain requirements to them. But the other opinions that we brought down, that you needed less, that's kam avodas shebichutz. There were less things that were ma'akev in order for those types of avodas to be done. As the Tikkun Chadatin says, be avodas pnim kulu ma'akev, you need everything, shubifnim. If it's done inside, it has to have everything. But the avodas achutz, so then, sirle ke chachamim, dino ma'akev el keren v'karkov. The chachamim's opinion is the one that holds sway, only the keren and the karkov are essential. With this, we conclude today's shir.